Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay. We got to talk about the husband who kills his wife and then the internet search history of any documentary or any Dateline you've ever seen ever.
Well, he did dismember her and lie to police who were investigating the fact that she admitted was missing.
To that. What the hell? I don't know who agreed to defend this guy. His
name claims he didn't kill her.
Name is Brian Walsh. And yes, ahead of his murder trial, he said, all right, I did gut her up.
Well, there was no denying that with the hacksaw and the blood.
Right,
and
but I did not kill her.
By the way, her remains have never been found.
And so I don't know where I was when this whole story went down. I don't recall hearing about it, but you look up on CNN, you can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
She went missing New Year's Day, somewhere around New Year's Day.
2023.
Uh-huh. Okay. He is just now on trial.
She was having an affair.
She was having an affair. They were separated, Brian and Anna. He happened to be on trial at the time, Brian, for felony federal fraud. He was federally indicted for fraud.
Good.
So they were separated. He's already looking at wearing prison orange. They're separated. And she does strike up a relationship with her real estate agent. Okay. On Christmas Day, before she goes missing, Brian Walsh, the husband, does an internet search for the other man. And the other man took the stand today and said, to my knowledge, he did not know about us. Well, clearly he did, because on Christmas Day, he searched this random man's name that she was having an affair with in another part of the country.
I think anybody would.
Yeah. That's not the most problematic here for Mr. Walsh. His other internet searches on January 1st included, quote, best way to dispose of a body, how long for someone to be missing to inherit, and, quote, best way to dispose of body parts after a murder.
You left out, can a body decompose in a plastic bag?
Okay. Can we not just all agree that there should be some sort, like, I can't buy Sudafed without going into some database that says I went and I bought Sudafed. When someone in these United States starts searching, how do I dispose of a body? How do I scatter the parts? How long does it take to inherit the life insurance? Should there not be a red flag there?
What if I'm an author working on a book?
You are about to become a Dateline episode.
I didn't know what to search one day to find a story about an independence man who was accused of having child pornography in his possession. So I Googled independence man child pornography, and Google kicked me off.
Okay.
With a giant red warning saying your searches will be tracked. And I'm like, oh, great. Thanks. Just trying to do a news story here.
The problem is,
were you, Sam?
If we gave some sort of hall pass to authors and news people, there have been authors and news people up to this point in these United States who have also murdered their spouses. Now, I think it should be like if there's a red flag, it should be maybe an orange flag if this is an author like John Grisham or Steven Spielberg. But for just your everyday run-of-the-mill dude searching how do I dismember my wife,
I don't think
that somebody should maybe like FYI he's searching this.
You want the government, just so we're clear, You want the government monitoring everything that I type into a Google search bar.
Under a very narrow set of circumstances.
No.
Like, how do I dismember my wife and how long before I inherit the life insurance if she's missing? Should that not just go in a box somewhere that, you know,
who's going to monitor
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
I would be very careful going down the lane of you can be prosecuted for things you search on social media.
I agree because exactly. I searched.
We've seen other countries exercising that practice and it's not going
You're
well.
Right. I have searched things during the body of this program. Now, I do it more carefully than Sam. How long before someone stops breathing when I choke them?
I was trying
porn.
To find the answer I was looking for.
Child porn, independence.
I am very specific in my searches. Like just now, I searched Brian Walsh's internet search history prior to the murder of his wife. One does not become dismembered on their own.
But there are several things that the government, if you wanted them to monitor what you're typing into Google search, that they would have picked on. Murder, dismemberment.
Okay.
You wrote those words into your Google search.
Also, wouldn't it be more likely that a ne'er-do-well would try to disguise their searches
no,
rather than just
they
be
never
directly
do.
Up front like me?
If they had looked at Casey Anthony's computer, those ding-a-lings, when her daughter was missing, they would have found that exact search, only body in trunk, child, I don't remember all of her search history. They should have looked at that before trial
Something about odor, dead
in
body.
Trunk.
Yeah.
Now, why would that be, Scott?
Well, probably because she killed her daughter, would be my guess. But she was too hot to convict.
What if you're just doing research for, like, a college paper? Is that a crime?
There's a special portal that we create just for researchers. And it's called imnottryingtokillanyone.com.
Happy birthday today, by the way, to Brian Busby, one of the members of the board of directors of Jerk Air. Happy birthday, Brian. News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.